And for many a time I have been in love. Written by Aphrodite Mine. And read by Bessie Boo.
Cece Rambos.
All Our Lies.
Rena Jenkins.
And Revolutionary Joe.
Jaina tromps back into their quarters, sweaty and far from the graceful elegance expected of a young Jedi in training. Han supposes that's his blood in her. His blood that has her tinkering with mechanics and droids and itching to fly. She's his child in the way that Jason and Anakin aren't, but that doesn't change the way that they're all connected. It's increasingly impossible, not that he wants to exactly, to ignore the way the Force moves through and around them all. Nonsense, but believable nonsense.
Sparring?
Han asks, looking up from the holopad he's been distractedly perusing for Leia. A new measure for the Senate, she told him, urging him to look it over before she made the presentation. Han still doesn't feel of much use, not when he still felt so profoundly out of his depth most of the time, in her field and sometimes in the Alliance. Grinning, Jaina rakes her hand through her hair and tosses her lightsaber onto the table. She must slow and control the throw through the Force, because the thing hardly makes a sound and settles smoothly onto the cool surface.
Mom's a fast learner.
Han can picture it. He's watched them before, a bumbling presence in a room electric with something he can't touch, and doesn't particularly care to. Leia's lightsaber still new in her grip, the tight expression on his wife's face when she springs the blade to life. They use an old sparring droid, Uncle Luke's words echoing in the foe memory.
The old tech is the best for the old arts.
Han smiles. What an ass. Jaina must see something in his face, or read him through the Force, because she turns to face him fully and drops a hand to his.
Do you feel left out?
There, that's Leia in her. Diplomacy and negotiation. He knows exactly what she's referring to. That difference that he can't touch, but can sometimes painfully feel.
What do you mean?
He asks, stubborn, thumbing off the holopad and sliding it onto the table next to Jaina's lightsaber. He kicks his legs up on the table, all faux cockiness, some muscle memory from his younger years. Jaina, she gives him a look that says she sees all the way through him, judgment splitting into a grin.
Fine, fine.
He laughs. More amused at how much his daughter knows him than at any farce he was able or not to pull off.
You know, I never much cared for that world. For your world. The Force. Sometimes it's still... It's not me. I could convince myself it was something I had access to, but I'd be lying, and I'm a man of honesty.
Jaina's teasing look matches Han's.
But it's a part of you. A part of your brothers. And your mother, and your uncle. And I love you. You know, you can see it inside of me. I love you.
Jaina shifts uncomfortably, rolling her neck.
Jeez, Dad.
It's a lot of sentimental crap, but it's true. Every word. Any further teasing or emotions are cut short by the arrival of the rest of the family. Jason is first, his eyes bright, moving with all the grace his sister lacks. He takes her by the elbow, tugging like a child half his aged.
I figured it out.
He hisses, and Jaina, for all her cool exterior, lights up and follows him back toward the bedrooms. Almost just as the one set of twins exits, another enters, drawing Han's eye. Luke and Leia are smiling faintly, not speaking, but Han can sense some form of communication. They walk touching, his hand at the small of her back, not proprietary, but the gentlest of reminders. Once inside the quarters, the twins part, and Leia approaches Han, leaning down for a kiss.
Hello,
she whispers.
Word of your prowess travels fast, princess,
Han says, touching her waist and smiling past Leia's ear at her brother.
Jaina's been bragging.
Leia has an innate ability. The purpose of training is to hone that ability.
Luke's words are pragmatic, but the way he looks at Leia is anything but. He practically radiates love. The Force, maybe, ties them together, and Han truly doesn't mind knowing it is there.
Our daughter.
Han touches her lightsaber lightly, knowing how much damage accidentally activating it might do.
Wanted to know if I was jealous.
Are you?
The words come out of Luke's surprise, a little of his gawky youth remembered. Leia just touches the back of Han's neck and laughs.
Of us? We haven't talked about it, not since Leia started training, but perhaps that was short-sighted. Han, if you need more...
Leia's laughter erupts with a snort, cutting Luke off.
Have you ever known my husband to stew silently when a quip or backhanded comment would suffice?
She catches Han's eye, and there is nothing but affection in her gaze.
I can sure as hell speak up for myself, kid.
The urge to connect is momentarily uncomfortable, but Han pushes past it, lifting his hand and offering it to Luke. Luke squeezes and looks visibly relieved.
And I told Jaina, there's things we all share, things we do on our own. There's a time for everything and everyone. Right now, training is important. If it keeps you two away from me, fine. You still come home.
Leia leans down to press a kiss to Han's temple, scratching her fingertips into the hair at the nape of his neck.
Softly mature of you, don't you think?
Luke asks, teasing now that the worry has been eased from him. He tugs Han's hand and helps him upright. Luke catches him with a quick kiss and is rewarded with Han tousling his hair.
I'm surrounded by Jedi. Force help me if I don't pick up on a little gravitas.
His voice is teasing, but Luke and Leia know better than to ignore the truth that usually lies behind Han's words.
And a little jealousy might be a good thing. Means they've got to spend some time on little old me.
Leia raises an eyebrow.
That can be arranged.
The end.
Aw, that was so good, guys.
It was so cute.